Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have the host of the most here, Michelle, trying to get your questions answered at normal speed. For both emails you send to her, going to the contact us at NutriMedical.com or calling 888-212-8871 on the order line. Michelle, you have any announcements?
Well, it's great to be here again on this April the 20th. Lots of things that happen on April the 20th. Isn't it some kind of a marijuana day or something?
It's more than that, actually. It's the start of the days of Baal and the end ceremony of Moloch, the ancient Canaanite ceremony where they would take babies born from lascivious sex and put them in the arms of Moloch and burn them to ashes. And if they didn't, they had a proxy, sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven, which is the symbol that they supposedly used for the symbol of Israel, which is actually the ancient Canaanite symbol for Ashtoreth.
And how does that relate to Marijuana Day or something?
Hitler's
birthday, isn't it?
It's all bad stuff. It's Columbine, etc. All these things, yeah, they're bad. Now, one of the things that we'll talk about in a later hour, we'll talk about the marijuana issue in Colorado, what happened there with Gary Richard Arnold in hour number three, and what's going on there.
But, what happened?
What Trump basically said was he's going to let each state decide for themselves about laws.
That's right.
Which goes against his base. So we'll talk about that.
You can go ahead and talk about it right now.
Well, the first thing I wanted to say is that, firstly, most people who smoke marijuana, they just get lung disease. But 7%, if you smoke it, you're 5 times more likely to become schizophrenic or become psychotic. And you can actually do gene tests to find out which person is likely to actually go over the edge if you smoke marijuana. Mm-hmm. Also, you increase the risk of car accidents and industrial accidents. So smoking and being tired or drinking alcohol or taking other legal and illegal drugs, both drugs from your doctor, is dangerous when you smoke marijuana. And so some people say they use it for nausea and so on, but actually our CBD oil is better and is totally legal as of the last 5 years in all 50 states. I think that Trump is going against his base, and medical experts like me who are toxicologists say, firstly, I don't think they should be prosecuting it where they basically throw people permanently in prison because they have a small amount of marijuana. But on the other hand, they need to refer them and make sure they follow with an anklet on the rehab therapy, because it is an entry drug to other toxic drugs like crack cocaine, cocaine, and heroin, etc.
So are they going to decriminalize marijuana?
It's like the Brave New World, where they gave everybody Soma. Marijuana nowadays, under the Trump regime, is Soma. It was actually a Republican senator that got him to actually agree to this because he was going against the appointments for Trump. And this is really ridiculous. I mean, I'm off the Trump train because I'm trying to tick with him. I'm giving money to Planned Parenthood and attacking Syria and now doing this stupid thing with marijuana. Obviously, his advisors are idiots.
Oh, that's funny. I used to say that, 2 years ago?
Right. And I think, honestly, Trump has dropped a lot of points in IQ as far as I'm concerned, but If he had good advisors,
IQ.
Yeah, if he actually would listen to people like me and John W. Spring about negotiating with North Korea with an olive branch of food and factories to try to kind of do things and not a war crimes tribunal, because every nation we've invaded, like Syria, like Iraq or Libya, we've massacred and killed the so-called leader. So we aren't pleasant when we come into a country. We always want to make sure we look like we were lily white, but we do bad things like regime change.
Well, there's one God, and we serve the Most High God, but you can't say that some other people you're talking about serve the Most High God.
That's well, they serve a God, but he has polished horns. Let's put it this way. As I said on the show during the last week or so, since Trump did the Syria attack, I've stated that Trump is either going to listen to me now and on John W. Spring, or he's going to listen to us later at the judgment seat. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be sitting there and say, what do you say, Deagle?
What do you think of the sales of the products on the front page that are still on sale for everyone out there that still wants to get a good deal? You've got the Vitamineral Max, 120 capsules. That's a double bottle for $36.95. You can't beat that. If you want to get away from the shipping, just mail in a check or mail in a money order.
Or wrap cash in foil and send it in the mail.
Or whatever. And then, anyways, another double bottle is the Power C at $36.95.
Or, by the way, you can pay in silver. Or carrot bars, carrot cash.
That's right, but probably not just for vitamin or max. A couple little things like that.
Yeah, we're on the K Exchange, by the way, with carrot bars now, so we have potentially the ability to take the K Exchange gold.
Yes, what's happening with that?
It closed yesterday, and they got to 92.3% of their total funding they wanted, which is phenomenal, because they'll be there within a matter of days.
92%?
92.7%. 92.7, and what it means is carrot bars is now going to be the prescient world currency. It's backed by Bitcoin, Ethereum. Bank of America will allow you to purchase these carrot bar coins, or which is a separate company called Carrot Bank. Mm-hmm. The token coins will allow you to have international currency transfer of actual physical gold, which you can do by your e-wallet, or you can take physical possession of the gold or carrot cash, which is in a traveling LBMA-certified vault. Mm-hmm. So these little cards, or the actual cash with gold in them, are actual redeemable because they have actual gold value in them.
So if any of our listeners right now are interested in learning more about carrot bars, where would they go on our website?
Well, if they went to the last show last week that we had on with Lloyd Merrifield and Jim Deal, we actually posted up a link with a video that explains everything about how to get involved with carrot bars and the carrot bank exchange for the coins. The coin thing is now public. It went from private to public now, so the value is going up. So last week, I was able to purchase, using my carrot gold that I'd actually got from building a network, I was able to purchase the coins, and you can still do that. You can actually buy gold, then convert it to your e-wallet, and then transfer it over to your carrot bank and purchase coins, and it's still available.
And I don't know if you remind everyone, I know we haven't done the Friday show for a while, though. If you're looking for something like carrot bars or anything specific shows or specific guests on the shows, you will go to NutriMedical.com and click on Media Archives, which will take you to the Deagle Network, where Bill takes out all the commercials and where you can...
I cross-index everything, and I put tag words, too.
You can, everything's explained. It's in the show. So, you
can actually you can take an audio segment, like a few minutes or a minute or 2 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever. Yep. You can take it a video segment. It's all free. There's no charge. We pay for everything. And I do all the work. Yep. Takes several hours, actually.
You do all the work.
Yeah, but I also do all the audio video tech stuff, and I'm learning how to. I only send it over to Revolution Radio, that podcasts it on their B-Channel network. But I'm also now going to be doing that, podcasting it over on not only all our other networks we send it to, Spreacher, Daily Motion, BitChute, and so on, iTunes. It's going to be also podcast over on Red State Talk Radio, late night. And then I'll be getting a Red State Talk Radio show on Sundays, which is probably going to be a couple hours once it passes the grade, he says, of doing all the tech stuff to make sure I get it. The show's down to mono, 64 kilobytes, and et cetera, and all the other stuff.
Okay, yeah, I'm back on the products. I'm still looking at something that's still on sale, which we almost ran out of, was the Nutridyne. I had to make a whole new batch of that over to sale because it was on for $46.95. It's regular $49.95. And then there was an extra 7% off on top of that, so we got cleared out of it.
Oh, yeah, it went fast.
So we had to make a bunch more. Also, Bill, the magnesium glycinate there?
Yeah.
That one is still on sale, too. And again, 120 capsules of double bottle.
Yeah, the most important mineral that you take in your body is magnesium.
85.
Now, why is magnesium glycinate so important? It's the best form of magnesium that will not disturb your bowel. And if your magnesium is low, you'll have heart attacks, strokes, depression, inflammation, cancer, etc. It's really important, and we are magnesium L3-inate, which is this brain mag, will cross the blood-brain barrier to protect your brain. Including,
and doesn't magnesium help with sleep, too?
Yes. The other thing is that the magnesium L3-inate, which is a brain mag, they did a study where they actually made genetically engineered mice that would actually get Alzheimer's disease. And when they gave them brain mag, they actually lived longer and got less Alzheimer's than normal mice that didn't have the gene defect. That's how important it is.
This morning I got a phone call, an anonymous phone call from a Texas area code, and the gentleman wanted me to ask you today about his, what he said is that he has hand, foot, and mouth disease. His whole family, his wife, his son, and even their little baby. He'd like a protocol and what to do. And when we come back after the break here, Bill, let's answer this gentleman's question.
Absolutely. If you want to, also we can go turn over to some of the recent emails I've had, which I'm going to answer a whole pile this weekend.
Yay! In the meantime,
back in a moment.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Attention all shoppers, we can go through the foot and mouth disease basically is an infection, and are basically five things, and you don't necessarily need to take all five. But
what is it first?
A foot and mouth disease is a pathogen, right?
Uh-huh.
A pathogenic bacteria.
How do you know when you have it?
It's difficult to diagnose, although you can do antibody tests and determine it.
What are the symptoms?
Well, you get mouth sores. In fact, if you want me to pull up all the actual data on it, I can pull it up. But it's an unusual condition. Usually it means
it
comes from animals.
Your brain.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up on the computer.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit more detail on it than the main websites. It's called hand, foot, and mouth disease, causes symptoms, and so on. Let me just pull this up here so you can get an idea of some of the main symptoms. Its causes... is sometimes referred to as HFMD. It's a mild infection. It's common in young children, especially under the age of 10.
His whole family has it.
Yeah, unpleasant symptoms caused, discovered. Not severe or life-threatening condition. in terms of symptoms, it's a Coxsackie virus is what it is. And, of course...
So what would that mean,
yeah,
Coxsackie?
Well, Coxsackie is a particularly easy virus to get rid of. I would recommend Nutrisilver, a new mouth.
Yeah.
One spray per 10 pounds, not 20 pounds body weight,
mm-hmm.
four times a day.
Yeah.
I'd probably take NutriDefense. That you should knock it out.
Yeah.
You can take a lot of other things too, but it's just simply Coxsackie virus.
Not for the baby. Even your baby has it.
Same thing. One spray per 10 pounds body weight, four times a day in the mouth, and the NutriDefense. You can open a capsule up and take the powder if you need to, like a quarter of a capsule, and just put the powder on your fingertip and put it on the inside of their gums.
And for defense, you probably continue to take the NutriDefense like we do every day.
Yeah, I take the NutriDefense as a base dosage, about one spray per, after a week, and one spray per 20 pounds body weight, then after 2 weeks, one spray per 30 pounds body weight, and that'll keep the Coxsackie virus from coming back.
Okay, we have an anonymous person who's just asking a regular question. He's taking lisinopril for high blood pressure. Is that good or bad?
Well, it's an ACE receptor blocker. There's ACE receptor blockers in our cardiovascular. So if you start taking cardiovascular, three capsules twice a day, which is what I usually recommend for a large, average-sized male, two capsules twice a day for a female, to three times a day, again, you can cut the dosage down. It's one of the few blood pressure pills that's actually okay, and you won't have an interaction between the two. They work together. The best diuretic, other than taking a regular diuretic like the hydrodiuril or some other diuretic, is just Power C+. So I recommend people that are low blood pressure take Power C+, cardiovascular, the carnitine, vascular carnitine, and CoQ10 Supreme, and then magnesium glycinate. Because your blood pressure basically is a lack of vascular action of the blood vessels. That's where reducing blood viscosity and inflammatory reactions is important. You can add the things to stop free radicals, which is VeinaWay, Gamma E+, cell detox, glutathione, and ultrazyme, and B1, because it's a complex disease, and everybody who has heart and vascular disease basically is pre-diabetic. They have elevated blood insulin, and they basically have type 2 hypothyroidism with elevated reverse thyroid hormone. Their core temperature is low, and their thyroid function is not just the thyroid output, it's the conversion of the hormone, because you can make enough T4, but if your body doesn't convert it, you're functionally hypothyroid. And you're making more through 5 deiodinase, reverse thyroid hormone that blocks the receptor, rather than 5, and you see it in obese people, hypertensive people, heart disease people, and people with osteoarthritis have elevated insulin and elevated reverse thyroid hormone.
Next, Bill, is our dear friend, Ken. Kenneth from Georgia.
Right.
Our dear friend that went on a cruise with us, our Nutramedical cruise. We'll have to have another one of those one of these days, maybe next year.
Right.
His question, Bill, is how would you get rid of a corn on the toe?
You're talking about a corn, like a corn?
Yeah, corn. You know, those corns that you get on your toes.
First off, you need custom orthotics. You don't end up building up pressure on there. Because it's basically abnormal pressure that causes the corn to develop.
What is a corn?
A corn basically is piled up squamous cells that form like a little, if you want to call it, nodule directly on the outside of the skin. It's between the dermis and the epidermis.
Mm-hmm. So can you just cut those off?
You can freeze it off if you actually get some liquid nitrogen. I would go to a doctor to have it frozen off or cut off. And you want to see a podiatrist who can do it properly so you don't get a scar afterward or develop a neuropathy because you damage the nerve.
Right.
So I would generally see a podiatrist, but I didn't get custom orthotics that he can make. Or you can go to a pharmacy that has one of these compression custom orthotic machines, and they'll give you a diagnosis of which orthotic will be best for your feet. But you want a gel orthotic because it's basically a pressure problem. And the other thing that's really good are to take the shearing force off. A lot of people that are walking incorrectly, they've got an abnormal heel strike drive off, is to get a force plate analysis by a podiatrist. And most of them will have a force plate analysis machine. That's where I refer to podiatrists. Say, go to a podiatrist, get the corn off properly.
Mm-hmm. Then they've got a little inner sole.
Yeah, and you can also get gravity to fire shoes, which actually have springs in the shoe and a special shock absorber so you don't end up with that shearing force. That shearing force creates the corns.
Oh,
so the Gravity Defier shoes, you can order from gravitydefier.com. Get your shoes, but I'd see a podiatrist.
Ken's other question was about the quantity of supplements to take. Now, his comparison would be someone like me that's 138 pounds, 5'6".
Which supplement are you referring to?
Well, how many would I take? Let's just say, for example, of the Omega Spring Pro, or just for example, but someone like Ken. I think Ken's about 220 pounds and 6'4". And muscular. So,
basically, the average size person.
Would he take more than I take?
Yeah, he'd take about double.
That's what I always say to everybody.
Right.
If you're a woman like me.
You want to quote for an average size woman or a smaller man. And then if you're a bigger person, you want to take at least 50 to 100% more.
But how do you know? See, with me, I just look at the bottle. Whatever it says in the bottle, 1 to 2, I'll do one.
Well, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're hypertensive and you're taking cardiovascular. I usually recommend taking more than the dosage on the bottle. And then when you see your pressure dropping and your perfusion improving, like we call Raynaud's syndrome disappearing, your hands and feet are warm, and your perfusion's better of your brain and everything, then you take that dosage and you back off until symptoms start to come again.
Okay.
And it's better to titer it for each person because everybody's a little different. But the rule of thumb is 140-pound female will come to about 170-pound male. That's the base dosage on the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like double that size or 50% more, like he's 250 pounds, he should be taking at least
20,
should be taking about 50% more. So instead of two pills for cardiovascular, you take three times a day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So how do you always know? I guess you have to tailor it to the person's weight or to the person's
size. You take an average size person. If you're 50% bigger, take 50% more.
Right.
Right.
That makes sense.
If you're 100% bigger, you're like a big guy.
Yeah.
Like 300 pounds, you're going to take double dose.
On everything.
Those are
in and out.
Yeah. Right. But don't assume it's just fat, because most people that are overweight are also over muscular. If you actually do a study of almost all the athletes, pro athletes, they are off the scale in terms of their weight for their height because they're very muscular. And even obese people that have obesity, say, on their central, their actual total muscular mass of their body is way above normal. Okay, so you can't just assume someone's just fat. They're usually muscular and fat, and they have both. So you got to assume they need a higher dose.
Okay, well, I wanted to, Vincent, my dear, dear friend Vincent, Bill.
Yeah.
I did give you a message to call him back, and I don't know if you had a chance to yet because you have been extremely busy this week. But I wanted to bring up the fact that a lot of our listeners are getting, they're emailing you, and they're getting some Box B response.
Yeah, it's not, don't worry about it. Boxbee is just...
Are you going to fix it?
I'm trying to, yeah. Basically, somebody sent me a Boxbee email, and when you reply, they actually Boxbee your email.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's another way, it's another way of marketing, just like aggressive marketing from Google.
Okay.
And whatever.
Vincent, we'll try to figure this one out in the weekend and get rid of that, dear.
Yeah. Welcome back. Michelle, go ahead with your question.
Well, I'm into the emails now, and the very top is my very favorite, if I'm allowed to have favorites, because that's my dear, 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 sweet friend Tom from over in Scotland.
He's been a listener for 13 years.
And he's had
a lot of treatment for himself and his friends, and he's done great.
And he's been one of the strongest believers, the strongest Christians.
Plus, he's also a very funny guy.
He's funny. He's funny, too. So, anyways, Tom, I got you right here. So, hi, y'all. Tom here. Dear Michelle, my friend, it's Angie, as I won't give her full name, in England, could do with some good Nutrimeds. She had a head trauma, and now she has ME, which is a kind of chronic fatigue syndrome.
It's called myalgic encephalomyelitis. It's a fancy medical term.
What is it?
Myalgic encephalomyelitis. So they get muscle pain, intense physical and mental exhaustion, relapses, specific cognitive disabilities, dating back to 1934, and they first described it. 1955, outbreak of the Royal Free Hospital in London, where they first discovered that's why it's basically a UK term. It's not the same term used in America. They use CFS, or chronic fatigue syndrome, here.
Here, okay.
Yeah.
So, do we have a protocol that we can we can tell Tom on the air here and he can tell his friend?
Yeah, basically it's a mitochondriopathy where the mitochondria are being disrupted by cytokines that your own immune system is releasing.
Just a minute. I didn't finish reading this. It's so important. Love you all, lots and lots. Hope you're well and happy. XO, Tom. Guess what, Tom? We love you too, lots and lots. And we hope that you're well and happy over there in Scotland.
Okay, ME basically responds to our CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome, is where your immune cells make molecules called cytokines, and the cytokines interfere with your mitochondria, so you get cognitive problems and muscle problems and energy problems. So the first thing you got to do is kill off the stealth pathogens and the abnormal immune response.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the five things. We have Nutriodine, NutriSilver, Allicin Med, Nutrimune 26Y, NutriDefense. And then the sixth thing is very important, Power C. You want to get real high-dose Power C, because whenever you have a sick tissue, it's electron deficient and it's acidotic, hypoxic, and it accumulates biotoxins, heavy metals, and stealth pathogens. If you do that, you're going to knock it out. Then you want to build up energy. We have the NADH tablets, right? We have Sports Energy Light, and we also have our formulas that actually will increase ATP levels. So I can send a protocol to him that will specifically increase the mitochondrial energy function. We can make new mitochondria with our natokinase, with PQQ, which is pyroquinolone, that will actually make new mitochondria, because there's usually mitochondriopathy. So you get damaged and old mitochondria that don't function properly because they're being hit by cytokines.
Mm-hmm.
When you fix that, they start to improve. If you want to reduce brain inflammation, you need Brain Mag and Cognition Plus and Brain Power. Those will wake up the brain. And, of course, the Power C is extremely important. And the other thing that's going to reduce cytokines is Cell Defense Plus, which is our special super curcumin, more powerful than even any formula from India, where the most powerful and most important single nutrient on the planet is curcumin, but it's extremely poorly absorbed, but we have the best absorbed formula anywhere. And it has the specific curcuminoids across the blood-brain barrier to reduce brain inflammation, heart inflammation, blood vessels, and cytokine levels.
Our Cell Defense Plus.
Yes, and it's the only thing that will actually reduce cancer mother cells. So everybody has, if you survive cancer, you got cancer stem cells, even if you're a 10-year survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Every cancer has surviving cancer mother cells. This is the only nutrient in the world that will get rid of cancer mother cells.
Wow.
Amazing, eh?
Yeah, it is. Oh, next, Bill, we have Danny, who is still on his way to Taiwan, as we remember. Thank you, Michelle. I'm ready to make a purchase, the silver, the NutriSilver Alisomed and Cognition Plus, but he has two questions. I'm interested in the CBD oil, but not sure if it can be shipped to Taiwan.
Yeah, it can, yeah. It's legal everywhere in the world.
Can you ship across the world?
Oh, yeah, not a problem. CBD oil is easy.
Yeah, because we don't ship it directly. We don't carry that here. That's through...
yeah, if you go to the link, you go to the link on our site for Nutramedical CBD oil, which, by the way, is an MLM, so you can actually make money by referring other people, and they refer us through our network because they hear on the show. We talk about the benefits. They had four companies selling CBD oil at our conference, so it's a medical product, but it's also available to the public, and it's totally legal everywhere.
So what you do is you just go under shop, and instead of A to Z, you just scroll down till you see what?
Nutramedical CBD or cannabidiol oil, which is the only nanotech liposomal oil available.
Okay, so it can be shipped if you want.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
It says also, I'm 60 years old, basically in excellent health, doing yoga for 43 years. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
But noticed recently that when I urinate, it seems to come out slower, but with no pain or any sensation. I wonder if that is something to be concerned about.
Yes. He's probably suffering from two things, andropause and prostatism. So the first thing is to get prostate flow, 1 to 2 soft gels twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Bladder up, 1 to 2 soft gels twice a day. And Swedish flower pollen, 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day. And then deal with any latest cell infection. I start off with Alisomed and Nutriodine. Alisomed, a capsule 3 times a day for a few weeks and drop it down to 1 twice a day. And then the other is to take Nutriodine, 15 drops 3 times a day for 2 weeks and drop it down to twice a day. But that's important to knock out the infection and to reduce the prostate swelling. And you need to stay on it for a long time because prostatism is a very common problem. And if it blocks the urine flow enough, it'll actually shut your kidneys down. So it's dangerous. By the way, if you're an older guy and you're fit otherwise, you ain't going to have sex if you don't have a healthy prostate. So men who allow the prostate to go south because of infection are just swelling. And the most common cause is andropause. And what happens is andropause basically is male hormone deficiency, so you need to take basically Men's Max Plus, 4 capsules in the morning, Hormone Synergy, 2 caps in the morning, and you need to also take with that the 3 creams, the DHEA, pregnenolone, and testo cream. And we also have the testosterone peptides for your testicles, because if your male hormones are low, your muscle mass drops, your prostate starts to swell, your brain mass decreases, and your cardiac mass decreases.
Okay, now what if you're on a tight budget? What if you can only take 2 or 3 of those?
Men's Max and Hormone Synergy.
Okay.
Right? That'd be the start.
Okay. Randy in an email, hey, Dr. Bill, great show. Could you ask Jonathan Gray what's going to happen between Iran, Russia, Turkey, and Israel, Syria, and the United States in the future? We elected Donald Trump basically as a libertarian candidate, but unfortunately he turned into a globalist neocon. He didn't turn, he always was. And after the appointment, that's just my opinion, by the way. And after the appointment of the hardcore neocon John Bolton, here we go, I know there's going to be a lot more wars being planned for us in the future. Yes, because Mr. Donald Trump thinks he's Apollo. If you look at his 66th floor, which is what he has in New York.
We're going to get that in an hour or two with Harley Schlanger and hour three with Gary Richard Arnold.
He's got Apollo all over.
Yeah, he's basically got a lot of people. Ann Coulter. Laura Ingraham on Fox News and Tucker Carlson are all asking questions like, why did he attack Syria? Why is he authorizing $500 million to go to Planned on Parenthood when he's supposed to be pro-life Christian?
Well, I just don't see how he duped all you people. He didn't dupe me.
Well, he duped a lot of the evangelicals. Now the evangelicals had a meeting this week, and there are a lot of them at the meeting in Eastern U.S.
You know,
we're bashing him because he's not following through what he said he was going
to do. In America, the devil's is Christian, for gosh sakes.
Well, let me give you an addendum here to this. Every country on earth, every leader, whether it's Maduro in Venezuela,
Canada,
in Turkey,
Canada, or, I know what you're going to say,
and Maduro in Venezuela, everyone. Or Erdogan, mm-hmm. Let me finish, or Turkey, they're all high-level Masons.
I know it.
That's why Hillary is the highest-level female witch and warlock in the Western world. And unless you're a high-level Mason, whether it's the UK with David Cameron or anybody else, unless you're a high-level secret order of some kind, whether it's a Buddhist or a Christian or Jew or Muslim, you don't go anywhere.
Which is probably why we're heading for a tribulation period here, and we're heading
for unfortunately, coming. Even look at all the media. For example, we're having these media hearings with Diamond and Silk, and this
Diamond
liar,
and Silk.
Diamond and Silk, these two cute black ladies that are smart as anything, and they really are conservative. And they got disabused by Facebook They got an answer back, not from Facebook, but by Twitter, by Zuckerberg, trying to pretend he contacted them and he lied before the committees.
Right.
But he was recruited by DARPA, which is just a deep state.
A scripture. 1 Corinthians 15:55-57. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? It feels like Shakespeare. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
There you go.
I need that.
That shows you the laws, which is runs America.
That,
yeah,
we
everybody
need
needs
it. Badly.
Badly.
Real bad.
Hear that.
Michelle, go ahead with the next question.
Okay, moving along, we have...
Talk a little louder, though, honey. I don't think your voice is loud enough.
Are you sure?
I'm sure of it. I'm sure
of
it. You
didn't complain the board ops yet.
No, I'm sure. I'm just saying, I think your voice, you're kind of calm today. You need to be a little bit more direct. Think of, we're having a conversation about something that I've done that's ticked you off. So think you'd be a little louder.
You want me to yell my head off?
Yes, please. I'm just kidding.
Not going to happen. Anyway, okay. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Try to make it
Laura
laugh.
And Paul, remember our friends from, they used to be from Colorado, they're from Arizona.
Yeah.
And
actually, they made me a nice little statue over there at a wood that's over in one of my bookcases. They have a company called Dragon Lore.
Yeah.
If you actually type in Dragon Lore, you'll find they make really neat stuff.
Well, this is what Laura says. Dear Dr. Bill and Michelle, we have just finished watching the docuseries, The Truth About Pet Cancer. In, I believe, it's the fifth part, Dr. Edward Group states that he believes it's a good idea to give your pets nascent iodine, a few drops in the water a few times a week. Do you recommend giving pets your Nutridyne? And if so, what would the dosage be? We have a Maine Coon kitten, oh how sweet, and a Boston Terrier pup. Thanks for all that you do, and blessings. Blessings
if you're to you. If you're trying to, yeah, if you're trying to knock out a pathogen, 5 drops 3 times a day per 50-pound animal.
We give it to Max. We give it to our Max, Laura.
Now, if you give, you don't have to give it all the time, but I tell people.
What would you give?
You would give them, if you have an infection, you know, like heartworm or whatever, you want to give five drops per 50-pound animal.
Right. But if it's just preventative, like Max, we just give a couple drops a day.
Couple drops a day, and their water's fine, yeah.
Yep.
And that what it does is it helps activate the mitochondria. Your main thing is your redox potential, your cell drops, the biophotons decrease in your cells. So that you want to make sure they have adequate minerals. For example, root dogs, like our little Max, he gets vegetables, and like he'll be getting some carrots. I don't know if he gave him his food already this morning, but he gets his carrots and his potatoes, and he gets his real good dog food, and he gets high-quality organic grass-fed beef or whatever mineral. In fact, I think he gave him some.
Which is probably why he's 17.
Yeah, he's 17 years old.
Probably why he's 17.
Yeah.
But you know, his poor little fella is walking a little slow. And
I'm going to do some anti-aging stuff on him.
Oh, gosh.
He's going to come to my laboratory this weekend.
Poor Max. I'll save him.
You can't save him. You'll be shopping.
Save him from me.
Yeah, you can't save him.
Okay, Bill, next question.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to try to zip him up so he gets a little bit zippier so he'll last up to 20. I want to keep him going. He's going to be Dog Methuselah.
He's our 9/11 dog. That's when we got Max.
We got him 3 days before 9/11.
He was born in July, and then of course, he had to be a couple months old and weaned and everything. And then we got him just before 9/11.
Three days. We got him on September 8th.
And boy, he's still here.
Yeah. Smart little guy, too.
He is smart, but he's just a little deaf and wobbly. And so.
And that's why his head earwax. I mean, it was... I don't think he's got neurosensory deafness.
No,
I think
his hips are stiff.
Oh, yeah, he's got some osteo.
What do you think? He's 17?
He's got osteoarthritis.
How many years do you think that is in human years? Like 100?
He's over 100, yeah.
He's
think he's doing better than me at over 100, unless I have all my nutraceuticals and peptides. And by the way, in 2 weeks, we'll have our new Mountain Red Velvet VR.
Yeah.
And I'll put some of that
in
this dog food.
What are they doing right now?
I don't have the final word, but they already have our money. And they say the project
they've had our money for 4 months.
No, they haven't had our money for 4 months. They had it since last week when you paid them.
No, they had for the
They had the powder.
Yes.
They were just overwhelmed with all the other projects they're doing, but they got our project going now, so it'll be here within probably 2 to 4 weeks.
What did I tell you? Way back in January, so Bill, don't announce
it. Well, it's only when I threatened to actually pull the powder and the labels that they actually, oh, okay, we'll do it.
Nothing ever happens the way it's supposed.
Yeah, you just have to threaten, and things happen.
Jay, in an email, there is no, he's talking about vascular plaque. There is no entry for removing arterial calcium in Dr. Hugh.
That book is a couple of years old.
Yeah, from listening, is this what I should take? Keeler Max, 2 to 3 capsules twice per day, and full vitamin K2, 2 to 3 capsules three times a day.
That's the core first and second step.
Okay.
And then the third step is adding anokinase, right, and then reduce free radicals with gamma A+, cell detox glutathione, and ultrasound would be one, and vein away.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's
layer two, and layer three is the adenokinase.
He says, if most diseases start in the gut, and you're always telling me that, Bill,
right,
most diseases do start there.
In the gut.
Is there a root protocol that everybody should be taking for gut health?
Yes. Everybody should take living probiotic one twice a day, Berberstatin one to two twice a day, and living probiotic one every third day.
Bill, what's the simple one that everybody
that's
can
simple.
Afford?
Okay, well, just two things. Take a living probiotic every third day and take Berberstatin 1 to 2 capsules twice a day.
A living probiotic
ultra? Yeah, you wanted two things. I give you the 100 billion capsule thing.
What if you can only afford the 84 caps?
Well, it's only 2 billion.
Every day.
2 billion organisms. It's not strong. If you want to knock out, if you want to really heal your gut, you should take all three. And then you can add other things, too, for the healing of the gut. Use GastroHeal, zinc carnosine to heal the gut wall and leakiness of the gut.
Okay. Next, Bill, is Kelly, and she's from here in California, I believe. Hi, Dr. Deagle. Dawson, which would be, he has depression, her 16-year-old son,
right,
has been taking the recommended supplements and have noticed a nice change for the positive. So you must have already been talking to this guy.
Yeah, Kelly's done well, yeah.
Oh.
Her son.
This is the first I've heard of him.
Apparently he broke up with his girlfriend and got depressed. Basically, depression is just a serotonin deficiency. You do not want to start on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You simply take our 5-HTP cross and reduce the stress hormones of the stress to go, and then you can actually get things to activate or make them feel more stable with Posinol, 2 to 3 little tablets, micro tablets, you know, 3 times a day. That'll boost up his balance of his neurotransmitters. Yeah.
Well, her question to you is, should he continue with this protocol through his teen years?
Yes. Yeah, because teen years are tough on the emotions, and you're transitioning from being controlled by your emotional brain, we call the amygdala or the reptilian brain, to your frontal lobes as your cortex develops and you finally myelinate all your neural tracts in your brain.
Yeah. While I was looking around, hi, Charles. Charles from New South Wales, Australia. I know you're listening today. Maybe not at this very moment. You might be sleeping or something.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted you to know that I found an old email of yours, and I wanted to ask Bill, and he's going to answer the questions for you today, and I know we're working on a couple other things for your order, but right now, what you asked, Bill, is pancreatic cancer. A friend of his has had this for a while in the liver, and isn't that quite a serious...
Yeah, well, they most likely have stage 3 or 4 cancer. There's 3 basic categories. First, you take our nutriments, which are malignant block, elagic acid, Inflamax, and the things to kill off the pathogens. Because most cancers have heavy metals and chemical toxins and stealth pathogens. That's number one. And you want to take high-dose powercin and full vitamin K2. Number two thing is you need to take insulin potentiated chemo. So you want the test done in Greece called the RGCC test. So you actually take insulin potentiated chemo. You give a low insulin drip. The cancer nutraceutical drugs actually go directly to the cancer, so you get very low doses of desmoid, both your bone marrow. And the third thing you take is a dendritic vaccine. And the best dendritic vaccine is the one that you can get in Tijuana, Mexico, at the Eisel's Clinic. Dr. Eisel's originally developed it back in about 47
years. What is that, a dendritic vaccine?
They take your T lymphocytes out and actually train them to fight your cancer. And they actually make a vaccine so that your T lymphocytes are going crazy to kill the cancer and find it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's the 3 things you do. I recommend hyperbaric oxygen. It is very helpful against that. And we can get the GCMAF, which is the granulocyte macrophage activation factor. And I have a source in the UK to get the GCMAF if we need to. the dendritic vaccine, you have to actually go to the Isles Clinic in Tijuana to get it.
What about way over in Australia? I wonder what they have over there.
Well, they might be able to draw the blood and send it to the Isles if you make arrangements, but I can do that too. And once the blood gets there, they actually will make a vaccine and send you the vaccine, and you take it for 6 months, and then you get another blood sample to see if things have changed.
Yep.
And they give you a new vaccine batch. Yes. But I don't recommend paint-by-numbers chemo. I never recommend proton therapy or radiation treatment for cancer. And never recommend paint-by-numbers chemo where you just kind of use what everybody else used. Because if you don't know the sensitivity of the cancer, it won't work. And the best thing to kill cancer mother cells is Cell Defense Plus.
Guess what? Charles also has a friend. He's 54 that needs to lose some fat quickly.
Leptin metabolic, diabetoline, and berberstatin, and the glycemics replace two meals.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. God bless you. We'll see you next week. And I guess, Bill, who's your guest coming up next?
Harley Schlanger in Berlin, Germany. Ooh. Lots of analysis of world events.
Great.
Gary Richard Arnold on the New World Order and what's going on and why Trump is off the rails and how to get him back on the rails. If he ever was on the rails.
You've been listening to me like this, and I haven't said anything on air for a couple years.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Not that I...
We'll see.
Anyways, God bless you all. God bless Trump. God bless everyone on this planet.
We're praying for Trump. I call him
we
Trump.
We all need to be prayed for.
I call him Trump Pinocchio. He's a wooden boy right now. Someday, he'll be a real
everybody
live Christian president.
A child of God.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.